I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Covers the NFL from the Boston Globe, one of the preeminent writers in this country that covers the NFL. Ben Vallin from the Boston Globe. That I said it twice. It's so great. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good morning to you from Pittsburgh.
Good morning, guys. And hopefully we get a better game on Sunday than that slop fest that we saw last night in Chicago. Wonder if the NFL
we were talking
about not putting Patriots Steelers on opening night after watching.
Right. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. You know, I can't get past the fact that I had so much thirst for the NFL, though, that I can't complain about it. I needed to see football, so it quenched my thirst. If that's week seven, though, I'm furious about it. Anyway, let's get into Foxborough for Sunday night. Is there a quantification is tough to, like, put points to it or whatever. But is there a way you can talk about what the Patriots offense doesn't have because Gronkowski isn't there? Or is it just a wait and see what happens and what the practical application is once they go out there on Sunday night?
I mean, I think what you'll see is the Patriots going away from, you know, making the tight end the centerpiece of the offense. This is a team that kind of revolutionized that a decade ago when they drafted Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. And obviously Hernandez is going away, but, you know, they've had Gronk as their number one tight end. And they've had a decent two tight end system, whether it's, you know, Martellus Bennett or, you know, last few years it's been Dwayne Allen, who hasn't been much of a receiving threat, but they still played him a lot for a blocking tight end. Regardless, without Gronk now, the tight end is really, you know, just an afterthought. And they really don't have many tight ends on the roster. They didn't really sign anyone of, you know, significance in free agency. Ben Watson, who's 38 years old, he's going to be suspended for this game for the first 4 weeks. Matt Lacoste, you know, a young guy, might be a diamond in the rough type that they found from Denver. Used to be a practice squad player, but, you know, he's never really proven himself in the NFL, and he's dealing with an ankle injury. So, you know, the Patriots offense, it's still the same system. They're just going to highlight, you know, different aspects of it and what they do better. And to me, that quick passes to Julian Edelman and James White and Rex Burkhead, I think the little guys are going to be really the engine of the offense right now. And they still have some big physicality on the outside, which they haven't had in the past. Demaryius Thomas is a 6'3" receiver. They have Jacoby Myers, an undrafted rookie, 6'2". Josh Gordon is back. He's 6'4". The Patriots have never really had that big X receiver on the outside. You know, Gronk usually provided that in the red zone threat. So now their size will come on the outside. But it's really about the small guys, Edelman and James White, in the running game, and they're just not going to emphasize the tight ends in the passing game anymore.
Ben, do you get the feeling that when Tom Brady walks to the line on Sunday night and he looks at the Steelers' defense, or even now as they're game planning for this thing, that he looks at the Steelers' defense and identifies one big weakness? And if he does, who is it?
Well, I would think it's just the coverage. You know, with the Steelers, the thing about the Patriots in the past is you kind of knew that the Steelers would be playing, you know, the cover three type of defense, either zone or man. And then Brady would just kind of shift the pieces around pre-snap, sniff out the coverage, and, you know, get his pieces wide open before the ball even snaps. So I think it's going to be, you know, incumbent upon the Steelers to, you know, disguise their coverage a little bit more, or maybe just play a little bit more man defense. I think they did that last year in their win, a lot more man than they were used to. You know, the Steelers are stout up front, so I would think that, you know, in this defense, that the secondary is probably what the Patriots want to attack. I know the Steelers have some very good pieces. Joe Hayden's a great young corner, but, you know, in today's NFL, with it being a passing league, there's only so much a cornerback can do. So I would think you're probably going to see a lot of shotgun five wide with Brady, but you'll see, instead of, you know, three or four receivers out there, you'll see the running back split out wide, fullback James Devlin split out wide, because that's going to help Brady, you know, sniff out the defense. If Devlin's lined up, you know, outside like a wide receiver and there's a cornerback on him, Brady's going to know that they're in zone defense and he's going to go to work. If a linebacker follows him, then he knows they're in man defense. So I don't know if Brady looks at it and says, we're just going to attack this one guy over and over, but I think you're going to see them spread out the Steelers and try to sniff out what they're doing before the snap.
Ben Volin joining us here on the Fan Morning Show from the Boston Globe. Ben, is this the one time in your time around the Patriots that you can look at the offensive line and put a big question mark, I guess, around the Patriots' offensive line? And are people in the organization quietly doing that or not?
No, a few years ago, the offensive line was a mess to start the season and, frankly, to end the season because they had a lot of injuries. The 2014 season when they got destroyed by Kansas City on Monday Night Football and Bill Belichick did the on-to-Cincinnati thing, the offensive line was a mess. They were really shuffling pieces in and out of the lineup, didn't have a set five. And after that Kansas City game, they finally settled on a starting five, and those guys made it through a lot of the season. But then next year in 2015, they ended up losing to the Broncos in the AFC Championship game, had all kinds of protection errors, issues. Brady was getting hammered. But the last few years, they've had a lot of continuity. And they were supposed to this year. They're supposed to bring back four of their starting five. They obviously have a hole at left tackle when Trent Brown left for Oakland. But they were supposed to bring back the other four guys, and that's a very reliable, steady offensive line. But then they were dealt a major curveball last week when David Andrews, their center and team captain, came down with a blood clot in his lungs, and he's going to be out for the season now. And I think in today's NFL, the center is arguably just as important, maybe even more so than a left tackle. And I think especially with the Patriots, you know, we've always said if you want to get pressure on Tom Brady, you do it right up the middle. And, the center is the guy who makes all the calls, really sets everything with the protection. So now they're going to be scrambling a little bit with backups, and they just acquired a guy from Buffalo last week that they're, rushing in a hurry to get ready to play now. So losing your center, that's a tough loss. And I think eventually Dante Scarnecchia, the great offensive line coach, will figure it out. But early on, there might be some issues with the offensive line.
Ben, for the Steelers, the offensive line is unquestionably a strength. One of the better offensive lines, if not the best offensive line in the AFC. And the Patriots, the only team that had fewer sacks than them last year was the Oakland Raiders. So is mixing in Chase Winovich enough to help them establish a pass rush? How does that defensive line look? And how do they create issues for Ben Roethlisberger other than disguising coverages? How do they get in his face and perhaps rush some of his decision-making?
Well, the sack numbers you bring up are interesting. They did finish 30th in the NFL in actual sacks last year, and they don't really have great one-on-one pass rushers. Trey Flowers was probably their best. He's still not in anywhere near the Von Miller or Khalil Mack type of player, and he's gone now. They replaced him with Michael Bennett, who I think is a very good player and is going to have a strong season for the Patriots. But again, he's not that type of pass rusher. But what they do is they call it the amoeba defense, where they have their front seven. Everyone's kind of standing up and moving around pre-snap, and they disguise it very well, who's rushing and who's dropping. And even though they don't have those pure pass rushers and their sack numbers weren't great, I think you saw it in the playoffs last year. They really got after Jared Goff, Pat Mahomes, Phillip Rivers. It was really towards the end of the season they broke out that amoeba defense. And even though they lost Brian Flores and a lot of their defensive coaches, they still have Belichick. They still have some guys and a lot of the same players back from that defense. A very veteran group that's, good at following assignments and communicating with each other. So I think you'll see more of that against the Steelers and Roethlisberger, where they just have a lot of guys standing up in two-point stances and moving around pre-snap. And, they'll show a cover zero, but then the free safety will, either sprint back right at the snap or maybe he'll blitz. That big Jared Goff interception in the Super Bowl, that was a free safety blitz, a guy that very rarely rushes the quarterback, Daron Harmon. So, Belichick's philosophy is they don't need the Von Miller types. They feel like they can scheme up pass rush with zone blitzes. And so I think you'll see them do that a lot with Roethlisberger, where maybe they're not blitzing per se, but they are confusing the rush up front and just trying to disguise what they're doing with their defense.
Ben Volin, Boston Globe. Ben, we thank you so very much. We'll talk again sometime down the road. And thanks again. Enjoy the game Sunday night.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks,
right,
Ben.
Ben Volin, Boston Globe. Great, great stuff from him, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.